25th, 2016 at 9:05 a.m. Rick, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, creator of all life and sustainer also, God, just thank you for that. And thank you for the mercies and grace you pour out upon us. We pray, God, that this morning that you just be with us, give us guidance in all that we do. Just help us to return to you and make decisions, God, that you just be a major part of all the decisions we make. We pray, God, for those that you know that they need your healing hand and your helping hand, and you know how to provide each of those needs better than we might even ask. Pray that you be with those. Be with our nation, God. Just lift that up to you. All the leaders in the state and the national levels, just be with them. Help them to return to you and guidance also. Just thank you again for the blessings you brought upon us, and pray that you just continue to do so. These things we ask.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's see, we have no public comment. Commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 346845 through 346975, warrants 6415 through 6424, and there's no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes for January 11th, 2016, and executive session minutes for January 11th, 2016.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for January 11th, 2016, executive session minutes for January 11th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Treasurer's annual report. I have this one. Okay.
Here to present my final settlement and investment report for 2015 per state statute 54150. I'll just kind of give a brief summary of it. The total funds was $52,265,321.97. I have attached a report that gives the detailed fund balances on the far right-hand corner or column, providing the breakdown of each fund, beginning with the balances as of January 1st, 2015, then the expenditures and the ending balances per fund as of December 31st, 2015. The next report shows all the beginning balances that we started with for 2016. And then I also have attached my financial institution that holds all Attaining County certificates of deposits and U.S. agencies. The total in my cash account, which would be our checking account, was $6,234,361.89. Certificates of deposit, $44,476,545.22. And U.S. agencies, $1,554,414.86. Attach all those reports, breaking all that down, if you have any questions on that. have any questions. I just need you to enter it into record that I have presented this to you.
That's not by a vote or anything. It's just a statement of entering it into the record. So
correct.
A request to do so.
Right.
I'm just looking at some of these investments, CDs. Just out of curiosity, yeah. Morning. Danny, do you want to go ahead and just move to accept and put in the official record, though?
Yes, that's what we'll the way we'll approach it is just to move that we accept the treasurer's final settlement and investment report.
Okay.
2015.
You said accept and.
Yeah, it says right there. So it's the final settlement and investment report.
You mean accept it and make a matter of record?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Board appointments, SB 40 board appointments, I have based on the letter.
Did we have to reappoint the other three? Is there three on that board that needs to be appointed, or has it been done? Basically, Shannon told me this morning, and I forgot.
I don't think it's been done. That was one that we had questions on. We're waiting on from
for referral from. Okay.
Move to appoint Darren Doddrell to the SB 40 board based on recommendation from Mr. Lytle and the fact that it would balance out it's not part of the motion, so good.
Okay. I'll second that motion. What I was wondering was, go ahead, we'll do that one.
All in favor?
Aye. Oh, did you want discussion?
I was just wanting to make sure that we have to appoint the other three
right.
Also.
Aye.
Did you say aye?
Yeah.
Aye. Motion carries.
That was to fill an open position for Miss Edenburn, so that would continue out her term. And then we also need to reappoint. So move to appoint Kathy Dodds, Chuck O'Day, and Dean Porter to the SB 40 board.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. MoDOT monthly update.
morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, we've had a little bit of everything since the last time I was here. We've had flooding, and then we've had a little bit of ice and snow, but unusual weather for this time of the year, but we made it through. So, I thought I'd catch you up on the state and federal level, because there's quite a bit going on right now, more movement than we've seen in quite a while. So I believe I mentioned last time that we have had a federal five-year transportation bill passed, which is a very rare occurrence in this day and age. The last one we had was before I started work at MoDOT 13 years ago. So that was very good news. That gives us a lot of stability. Federal Highway and our administration is still looking through that to find out exactly the effects that has on Missouri. But I've been told that over the five-year period, that probably will equate to about a 10% increase in funding. So that's significant, because I think it's about a 2 to 3% increase each year. So overall, it's about a 10% increase. How that affects cities and counties, I don't know at this point. But I would think that logic would say that probably affects everybody in a positive way. So on the state side, we've had several bills and discussions on the state level. The Senator Leibla, who sponsored the 2-cent gas tax last year, has sponsored another gas tax this year. It's actually 1.5 cents on gasoline and 3.5 cents on diesel fuel. And that made it out of the Senate committee that I forgot which committee actually has to approve that, but it made it out of committee, got voted out 6-0, so full approval. It'll just be up to Senator Leibla when he wants to actually take that to the floor for debate and vote in the Senate. In the meantime, the governor came out in his State of the State address and specifically mentioned transportation as a high priority. First time this has happened, with specific call-outs from him that he thanks Senator Leibla for bringing the funding bill to the floor of the Senate, and so we kind of take that as he's endorsing a gas tax as opposed to a any type of redistribution of general revenue or any type of sales tax, because he's come out against both of those. So I know within the House and the Senate there is some discussion about redistribution of funds, so that no actual new taxes would be passed. It would just be shuffling of the general revenue so that we would have some benefit to roads. Obviously, there's concerns from various parties, because if you take the money to put it on the roads, you've just taken it from somewhere else. So those are discussions that are being had on the statewide level, but it is good to know that there are lots of discussions going on and that transportation appears to be a major priority for our legislators this year, and it became a priority and resulted in a five-year federal bill last December. So we're making progress on the federal and the state side. Within our ranks, our commission met on January 6th, and because we have an uptick in revenues from increased sales of both vehicles and increased sales of gasoline, we will be able to meet our federal match, which we were concerned about starting in 2017. They're projecting out that if, things stay the same, which who knows with gas prices, but if things stay the same, we probably will meet our federal match through, say, 2020. But it makes a huge difference depending on how much gas sales occur and how many cars are bought, because those are our two big revenue streams. Because of that additional revenue, because we will no longer be in danger of getting down to that $325 million construction mark, they have voted to get rid of the 325 plan. The 325 plan reduced us down to basically two primary roads in each county, and everything else was secondary. We were only going to focus our money on the primaries. So they've eliminated that plan and said we will go back to basically our infrastructure approach that we've had in place for several years, which was we had major volume roads and then minor volume roads. And we've had that in place for several years. We've used it. Most people are familiar with it. So we'll go back to that. Beyond that, we did have a maintenance fee that was associated with anything that anybody wanted to add to our system. they've eliminated that maintenance fee. If another entity wanted to approach us to add something to our system, we would not charge that maintenance fee, which is what we had been doing. Beyond that, they have not reinstated the cost share plan. They said the cost share would probably be reconsidered if we did receive additional funding at the end of the legislative session. But they just felt like we weren't in good enough shape to actually go above and beyond what we're doing right now, which is focusing on maintenance still. We got rid of the 325 plan, but that doesn't mean that we have enough money to expand the system. So we're going to be focusing on road maintenance, minor safety projects that can be associated with that maintenance, say the shoulders with the rumbles, that type of thing, high friction surface treatment like we put down at Saddlebrook, and J-turns like we put down on the very south end of 65. Those types of things that can be kind of systemic improvements is what we're looking at. So we focused on bridge repairs and surface maintenance and that type of thing. Right now, they have really not given us the green light for any expansion type projects. I think it will be very dependent on each district's approach and where they're at within that matrix. Our district is in very good shape, surface treatment wise. Bridges, I'd have to take a look and see where we're at compared to the rest of the state. I know we have a long list of bridges because Missouri has a long list of bridges. We've got over 10,000 bridges, and the majority of those are over 50 years old. So I'm not sure where exactly we fall in our district, but we still have a significant number of bridges that will need to be repaired. But if we're good on surface and we're good on bridges, then we may be able to make an argument for some type of expansion type projects if we show that we're good in all those areas and we've got the funding to go farther. But it will be very dependent on where we're at with the rest of the program. So,
will there be an argument on the our new bridge going in at Forsyth with a roundabout?
We don't have the funding to install the roundabout ourselves. Because, like I said, we're just in maintenance mode right now.
Would you be able to partner with the county?
I could talk to our DE. I don't know that we're in that position yet, but I could talk to her and see if she feels like we're
I've been approached by one of our state reps that's going to be also seeking some he's going to be asking questions too. So
yeah, my gut feeling is that we're too early in that process. We're not. There's not enough knowns now about where we're headed financially, I would think, to free up that much money. But I don't know, for sure. I do know that the guidance we've been given is that we're not expanding the system, and a roundabout would probably be considered an expansion to a certain degree. But I can check.
And could you tell me what it would take to get a traffic study done?
On
Highway 160 and 76 intersection, wouldn't there need to be a traffic study on whether it would bottleneck up or?
Let me check. I don't know. What we normally do is we take traffic counts and then you determine how many people are turning right, how many people are turning left, that type of thing. And it's what we call a warrant study. They originally were set up for signalized intersections, but we've been getting away from the signals and trying to go to the roundabout because they actually perform better in most cases. So let me check on that. I know we've probably got traffic counts from there, but I don't know how old they are. And I don't know if they indicated that a signal was actually warranted at that time. So let me check on that and see if we've done a recent study or not. And if not, we can definitely get a traffic count. That's not a big deal. We can do a count.
Thank you.
I did check on if there was any additional funding for schools, and I went through our planning department, and they said there's nothing specifically set aside for schools. The only thing we had in the past was the Safe Routes to Schools, which was focused more on the sidewalks, but we don't have anything specifically that would address Kirbyville's concern about wanting a turn lane. We are in the process of doing a safety study out there. We've already done the speed study, which actually shows that people are going the speed limit, which is a very rare occasion. Normally they're exceeding the speed limit. So we've done that to confirm that people are actually obeying the speed limit out there. But we still need to do traffic counts in front of the school, and so we have to wait until we got decent weather and they weren't missing school because of various weather reasons. So I don't know if they'll be out there this week or next week, but we'll get a traffic count fairly quickly, determine if a left turn lane is warranted, which is what the school was asking about. So. Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will check on both those and get back to you.
I will.
Do we have a road condition update? Mr. Hayes?
They were all that now.
Yeah.
Last week was fairly tough on all of us, Mogot as well as us, and
thank you.
And the storm began. Storm began Tuesday afternoon. We put equipment trucks out there and pretty much run 24 hours until Thursday, and actually had to call two shops in Thursday evening to run. Started getting reports of freezing drizzle, more so in the middle south and east of the county. And but pretty much ice is fairly tough to deal with, and a lot of traffic problems. And we also reordered about 550 ton of salt, so that's about a third of our supplies that we used just this last week. So that kind of gets an idea of what we used on all of it. Right now the roads are fairly decent. A couple areas where we've got North Hillside still have a tendency to freeze up. We have to keep an eye on them. A couple areas, so ground bluffs and different things. So, but hopefully this week, being warmer weather, we'll get everything back to normal.
Is there anything you want to say to the media as far as the chemicals that we put down, or what they are, what they aren't, and also the fact that the chips are limestone, so it's not going to hurt?
Basically, we use pretty much similar product that MoDOT uses. We use a calcium chloride and a rock salt. We mix a rock salt with a limestone aggregate, small aggregate, and depending on the storm, the conditions, we'll mix that at either a 50% ratio or slightly less, depending on temperatures and different things, and that's basically what we use throughout our road system. And
so the limestone chips is what you pretty much see as
you'll see the limestone chips. You'll see the rock salt when it first goes down, but then of course it dissolves and starts melting. That calcium you will not see that liquid, except the road will look wet, but it'll start the melting effect, and it'll work at a lower temperature.
Did you put any calcium out this last time around?
They used calcium right
now. Oh, they did?
Yes.
Yes. The reason I bring that up is, you know, we get phone calls and concerns about different things, and the limestone has a pH balance. I mean, it's not going to hurt your yard. It's not going to hurt animals' feed. It's not. I mean, so I know there's been some concerns about different things. So.
A lot of the results you'll see, when you see your pavement, you'll see a white residue left on the road. That kind of gives it... you know, the road's been treated. That's some of the lasting effects of the treatment. It'll last for a few days and eventually it'll dissolve and go away, but there's nothing harmful about it that we use. So.
Got a lot of compliments on the county, so thanks, guys.
We're actually pretty fortunate. We didn't lose any. We had a couple of slide offs, trucks got stuck, but everybody made it fairly decent.
Yeah, I know that came in, it kind of snuck up on us, that sleet rain.
Well, we know they were predicting it, but timing didn't help. I mean, it was very tough on the public schools let out, and we had a tough time trying to get around, as well as MoDOT, with everybody trying to get home school letting out and everything.
Right.
Once that eased up, then we can get through them, so.
All right. Well, thank you,
thank
Randy.
You.
I have next the vote tabulation system contract.
That's a contract between us and the Atkins.
Did we get grant approval on that?
The grant approval.
Morning, gentlemen. I got a call this morning that the grant has been approved, and I believe that the treasurer has already received the deposit coming in for that grant.
You know what the grant amount is?
I do not know right off the top of my head.
What's how much is the contract, Brandon? We've looked at that before, and I think there was $20,000 discrepancy on the grant versus what it was going to cost.
I don't remember. I know there was a $13,000 savings because we were able to pay all at once. It ended up being $124,263.36, and that was before the grant. I was thinking the grant was a $15,000 to $20,000 grant.
I was thinking it was $20,000 or something.
I can tell you 100% what it was.
I think we had it budgeted at $150,000 for this. So I mean, we're already saving $50,000. Move to approve the vote tabulation system contract by and between Taney County and Henry M. Atkins and Sons.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I have review of financial statement.
Usually comes from Miss Neely, does it not?
It does.
Financial statement.
Financial statement.
Donna is out sick. She won't be in today or this morning at all. And she's the one that handles the financial statement.
Right. When is that?
Anything with it?
Do you know when the deadline is for that?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Is there a scheduled deadline on it? I'm sure there is, but
there's a statute. I don't know what the date is, though.
I'm going to have to look it up and give Donna a call, find out for certain when it is.
We'll just not table it. We'll just submit it on the agenda.
Okay.
I want to say it's like February 9th or 10th or something.
I can
tell you for certain. I don't. And Donna handles all of that portion.
I don't remember.
The office.
I have next court orders.
First ones I've got is personal property paid abatements, which is personal property refunds. The assessor just told me that he wanted three of them not to be approved, and those three will be 98, 99, and 100. So that leaves abatement number 97 and 101. Left. Abatement number 97, per phone call. It had been paid twice. Once was on a separate account, and from what I'm understanding on it,
so May we had they had two different accounts, one under Donald Ryan and one under Ryan. Charged twice.
And then on abatement number 101, it was a leased vehicle that they paid on, and it was paid through the leasing agency also.
I make a motion to approve, they mark these Exhibit A, but I did have a question on why they weren't for discussion, I guess.
Well, on the first one,
yes, sir.
The value is $100. Isn't that what we give when vehicles are 10 years or older?
That'd be 15 years or older.
It's 15 years, thank you. So why is it only $100 if it's 1990? Oh, wait a minute. You're okay. So 15 years, that's the $100. So it's $5.27 that we actually paid out. He was charged $5.27
that
twice.
Would be,
okay. And then why do we not want to do the second, third, and fourth ones?
In reviewing them this morning, I found that they were not correct. One of them was a issue where we had lowered the value, and we're asking for a refund as well, which wasn't correct. That was two of them, I believe. Anyway, in my review this morning, I found that they weren't accurate.
So they did own the Pontiac Vibe?
The one with the Pontiac Vibe... that was not the correct vehicle. They had a Kia, I believe it was. If you're interested in the details, I'd about have to get you back down to the office that I went through our staff this morning and reviewed those and found out they were not correct.
I mean, I guess my question is, are you going to bring something else to us then later on these same...
Possibly, one of them we were going to ask for a refund, but we're not going to ask for a refund. Instead of a refund, they had adjusted the value. In other words, the value should have been $100, and so they adjusted it down to make it work, and then asked for a refund as well, so that wasn't correct.
Is that what you were wanting to know, Danny?
Yes.
Did you make a motion?
Yeah, I already made the motion to approve Exhibit A.
Without abatement number 98, 99, and 100?
Yes.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And that's for 397 and 301.
Correct. And you denied 3098, 3099, and 300, 100, correct?
Not approved.
Not approved.
There's not a denial on those.
It's
that's
just not approved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the next one's in your book, is real estate paid abatements. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. There's a total of two of those. Abatement numbers 202218, 202219. Two 202218. I did not have any documentation with that one in the system, and it's a difference of $2,110. It went from old residential of 12,100 to a new residential of 9,990, and the agricultural on it stayed the same.
You don't have any information on that?
There was no documentation along with that one.
What happened on this one, gentlemen, is when they did reassessment, they erred in the sketch. They put three floors on instead of two floors. The house only has two floors, and they put a third floor on that doesn't exist.
That was a condo letter was not received in time to change the tax bill. I believe the condo letter is in with the it is.
I lowered the commercial and raised the residential.
Yes, sir.
So the reason you don't have any notes on the first one is because you didn't have any documentation on the first one of these?
That was not scanned into the
system. So you don't have any documentation on the reason you didn't put it on there, right?
That's correct.
Statement there, did you say that there was a decrease in the residential but no increase in the ag?
That on 2022-18 the residential was decreased $2,110, agricultural difference was zero, so the agricultural stayed the same.
The reason I asked that question is because I thought there was a 5% increase on ag all the way across the board.
That would not affect court orders at all. That have no effect with the court order system.
It didn't change. The increase will be there. What he's saying is the agriculture was not decreased. The residential was decreased. Agriculture stayed the same, so it maintained the 5% state increase.
Is there something put in place within your office that allows specific ones like this to go to state tax commission? Is this an employee of your office?
Yeah.
So I don't feel comfortable making any changes to an employee of your office's, especially whenever there's not any evidence presented, whenever it's brought to Wesley and then brought to us. That's a 20% decrease.
If you'll give me...
I still don't feel comfortable doing it. It'd be like changing yours, and I'm not going to change yours. So that's why I'm asking, are there avenues through the State Tax Commission to allow them to look at these?
The State Tax Commission just reviews the assessors alone, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I mean, I can go get you the documentation. I'll get you the file and show you. The employee did not reassess her own place.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just...
No.
It's still just protection against you and your office and us. I don't feel comfortable.
Okay. If you give me just a short minute, I'll run and get the file and give you the evidence.
I guess the question would be, why wasn't it given to Wesley to begin with? Everything else was, and everything always has been. So, but Danny, what do you want to do?
Well, I wouldn't have brought up the question if I didn't have questions about it. So if you want to go get the file and okay. present it to us, but I feel the same way that Brandon does. If we have evidence on every one of them that we've seen in the past, and we don't have one on...
He's not in here, so you can't really...
Well, I know. I'm just talking to you
okay.
guys. The one of the decision makers here, who I was visiting with.
Did y'all want to move on to the erroneous assessments while we wait on that evidence, or do you want to wait on the evidence then move on?
What do you got? How many you got on erroneous?
I've got a total of two, and they look like they're condo. One's a condo ladder, and the other one is a common area in a subdivision with condos, where the owner of the parcels pay for the taxes on the common areas.
Did you to keep it correct in your book? Do you want to make that
Exhibit C?
Exhibit C, and I'll make a motion that we approve Exhibit C.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Condo letter was dated June 1st. Maybe it didn't get sent in until...
It probably didn't get sent into the assessor's office in time. A lot of people wait till the last minute to take care of items like that. It's human nature to procrastinate.
I wait till Chuck get here, because I have requested that we have a certain date that these end at by, and I want to, if it is left up to the county commission to take action on that, then I want to make sure that we do, that we don't have this strung out forever. If they don't have their condo letter in for that year, they pay the taxes for that year, and the next year they'll be dang sure ready to put it into.
I don't think we've ever had this many in the years past. And then it messes with the schools and the cities, municipalities, I mean everybody. Whenever we start lowering.
That was another question I had after the first of the year. Where does that money come from for those refunds? It has to come out of the county coffers. It comes from the collector's office in a certain fund that she has set up, but
for that year.
But if the monies aren't available for that year, then we've had questions about it come from the collector's office about whether there's money there for that. So if there's a deadline that needs to be reached on those.
Well, then the question is, have these already been paid? If it's not shown as a refund, it's shown as an erroneous assessment.
If they just show as erroneous assessment, that have not been paid.
So they're going to expect to get the penalties and interest?
I would assume so. I
cannot. Well, they should have paid under protest.
Correct.
We'll look at this one. You'll see 3-4.
That's the old one.
Look at this one, you'll see the 2-4s.
Say, is it written within? When you say 2-4s versus 3-4s, what do you mean?
You'll see BA, I can't, it's small print, but you'll see 3.
You got BA 4, BA 1, and BA 1.
Okay, that's 3-4s.
And you got BA 1 and BA 4. Gotcha. Then what's, again, because I don't know what I'm looking at, BA1 up here, what does that mean?
BA1 is your main living area, the first floor.
And then BA1 and BA4 in this box is?
Is a floor and a half.
So is this saying 3 floors? This is saying, and this is saying 2.5?
1.5.
I mean, you got 900, excuse me, plus 589, plus 235. I don't know what that means as far as square footage. I'm not sure that Danny let him.
So, with the evidence presented, then I don't have a problem with going ahead and approving it. I also have somewhat the same feeling as you do, Brandon, about wondering about how do you handle those positions on your where you have employees and you go out to reassess? Because was this something that's took place in, for several years? You got an old residential structure. Has it been that way for some time, Chuck, or how does it come down to being caught now? That's what I'm saying.
It was reassessed by a different field crew. They made the error. The employee that the house belongs to noticed their taxes went up quite a lot and simply looked at the...
So it wasn't a previous year's tax deal. It's this year's mistake that was made.
Well, it was probably done last year, but yes. It was done in reassessment. I imagine it was visited in 14. Could have been early 15, but more than likely in 14 they visited the property. And when they did the work in the program, that's what happened.
Motion for approval of Exhibit B.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thanks for the...
That's for 18 and 19, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And that's all I've got, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
And
thank you.
Chuck wasn't in here when I made the statement there a while ago about the, I don't know whether it's the county commissioner's position or the assessor's position, but these that run over the, past the first of the year, if there's a refund on those, they have to be taken out of the collector's fund that, how did I say that before? It's a collector's fund that this, the refunds are taken out of. If there's not money available for that, we've had, on large ones, we've had the collector come in before and say that there was for the year before. What my statement is I would like to put somewhere along the line, they have to have these condo letters in by a certain time, and they have to have the refund deal in by a certain time, mainly the condo letters. That would be, if you don't have your condo letter in, you're taxed for that year for that amount, and if you got till a certain date to get it done.
Gentlemen, you've brought this issue up, I don't know how many times now.
On the condo letters?
On the condo letters.
Yep. But there's not,
if you don't want to approve it, and I understand what you're saying is after the first of the year, it has to be taken back out. The collector has to take it back out. If you don't want to do that, you all have the authority to not approve those abatements. They're not, it's not the right value. They've brought us the evidence. I present it to you, and you talk about it. I don't think it would be the right thing to do, but you all have the power to do that. If you do not want to approve them after the first of the year.
I guess we're asking for your office and you to do a better job of making sure they're turned in at a more appropriate time.
So how would you, suggest that we do that?
I don't know, Chuck. That's your job. But it's just a suggestion that we've made. Yeah, it is.
My
name is Brandon.
It's not.
I guess we can, hey, Danny, do you want to make a, after this date, we'll no longer look at a certain thing? I mean, we can do that. But that still doesn't do anything for you to get to them to let them know, hey, these need to be turned in. So is that something you want to do, Danny? Do you want to look at a specific date that after such and such time, we will not accept any more? I mean, is that your answer?
My answer was, if they're presented to us, why are they presented to us after a certain date, and why does it come out of the county coffers? I know the answer to that, but
right.
Why should it come out of the county coffers if they've not made their appropriate date to get these done before, to, especially running into the next year? I mean, the things, if they don't get a condo letter in till now that was in 2015, it shouldn't be penalized.
So will you take the same, do you have the same thought of those that over the years we've done refund abatements back a couple of years? Like the condo owner, people didn't see the error for a year or two. And they come back in.
I think the concern right now, Chuck, is the concern.
Would you let me finish?
No. The concern right now is or because that's mature, Chuck. Let's walk out.
The concern. You owe me some respect to let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
You won't.
No.
And then you'll slam me as I walk out the door. You guys have treated me this way for 2 years. You didn't treat your brother that way, or in your case, Mr. Strahan, James. You didn't treat him that way.
Well, he didn't get up and walk out, Chuck.
You guys seem to feel like that it's your responsibility to make it as difficult.
No, Chuck, we're just asking you simple questions.
On me to do my job.
No, I'm asking you simple questions.
The same way that James did.
I don't know.
And you dragged me through the coals, and you want to change it. Oh, it's so much worse. You want me to go out to these condo owners and run them down. You know that's not possible.
I'm not wanting you to do that. I'm asking for solutions, Chuck.
And I've told you, you bring it up time after time.
Because you still have not come up with any solutions.
I tell you, this is the way we do it.
There's
got to
be a better way.
The way that James did it. Give me a suggestion.
I don't remember getting this many condo letters this late. So instead of taking offense at it and then me asking questions, Just answer the questions. I don't understand why you're getting so upset.
Brandon, I do not go out.
See, now here you are interrupting me.
Yeah.
Now.
You don't like it any better than I do, do you?
Honestly, I don't really care if you interrupt me or not. Now, my question is, what can we do to make it better? How can we work together to make it better? Instead of you getting mad and walking out, what can we do to make it better? Because these are serious issues, and there's so many things that we have that come off of this. The schools are affected, the different tax bases that use, now not our taxes, because we fund or we operate solely on sales tax, but all the other entities out there are affected every time we change one of these. Am I wrong? It's simple, yes or no. Am I wrong? Every time we change something, does it affect every entity out there?
Every chain. I mean, that's, you know the answer to the question.
Okay, answer the question.
Every time we make it, you make a change.
Whoa. Every time it's brought to, we don't make the change without you bringing it to us, Chuck. So, yes or no? Every time we make a change, does it affect every entity out there?
Yes, of course it does.
So we need to come up with a solution to not do that. And that's all I'm asking is, how do we come up with a solution to work together?
Brandon, you've asked it. And I've answered your question. I don't know.
No. You haven't answered it, Chuck. You throw it right back on us saying, well, you guys can just make the decision to not hear him. That's not the solution. That's not the best solution. That might be a solution. That's the solution that best helps you, because then you can blame the commission.
Okay, let's start it the way it's done.
I understand how it's done. I'm asking for solutions.
And I don't have a solution.
Okay.
I've told you that how many times. I don't have a solution.
Then let's work on one.
Gentlemen, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is there a deadline that they are supposed to have the condo letters in?
Not by the commission. I don't know if there's one with the assessor's office or not.
Chuck.
Is there what?
A deadline that they are supposed to have their commission letters in. I know there's a deadline for having your personal property stuff turned in. Assessment letters turned in. I was just curious if there was a deadline.
On the condo letter, I was thinking there was on the condo letter. Let me look.
If not returned prior to May 15, 2015, we will assume that your condominium is predominantly available for transient nightly rental, and your condominium will be assessed as commercial property. So there's your deadline.
So there's already a deadline built into it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of continuing to bring us after the deadline, Chuck, why don't you stop bringing them to us?
Because they're inaccurate assessments.
There are a lot of inaccurate assessments out there, and you don't seem to be too concerned about those.
No,
so,
sir, that is not correct, Brandon. So, I bring you everyone.
So
don't give
you
me
have,
that line. That's not
okay.
True, Brandon.
So anyway, it is.
I bring you everyone
I'm
that
not
comes
about,
to me.
I'm
don't
not,
say that to
I'm,
me.
I'm
it's
talking
not
about all
true.
Of them out there. I'm talking about all of them out there. The 5% is mainly what I'm talking about. But anyways, so on your letter that's got your name on it that you sent out, it says a deadline.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we already have a solution. Do you not like your solution? If you want to change your deadline, change your deadline. But I think the concern with the commission is, quit bringing them to us after your deadline.
Gentlemen, I will keep bringing them to you.
So you're not going to come up with a solution? That's what you're saying. Nope.
No. Don't put words in my mouth.
You said you're going to keep on bringing them to us. That's not the solution. Help us come up with a solution. That way we're helping everybody. That's my only thought.
Okay, are we done? Any other questions? There's no comment, I mean, there's no more questions. I don't understand. Without words.
I don't have any more. Like I said, I would like for you to come up with a solution that we can all work together on that helps everybody and all the entities involved.
You know, you're a pretty sharp guy, Brandon. You've been thinking about this for months and months and months. Why don't you have a solution? That you're asking for a solution. Why have you not thought of this solution? I told you way back that I can't come up with a solution.
Okay, I'll come up with a solution, Chuck.
All right.
I'll come up with one.
Why have you waited so long if it's so important to you?
Because it's your office. You're the one that's bringing it to us. Do I need to come up with a solution for every single thing in this county?
I look forward to the solution.
Okay. You might not like it, but it'll be a solution.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't have anything else. Thank you for working with me, or the lack thereof.
Next on the agenda, it looks like we're scheduled for executive session for section 610.021.12, contracts.
This was for discussion about these contracts on the funding agreements that we are listed below. And we could have some discussion about that because they are contracts with the sewer department. And then we can come out either to approve or disapprove these funding agreements. I have refused to vote on them through the sewer district because I would be voting on them today. And so that's the reason the executive session is on there. And we have the administrator here. So I think it would be good for us to discuss these with the sewer district. The reason I say this and the reason there needs to be discussion about this is there was bids put out this last prior week, and those bids were in excess of the amount that we have in these funding agreements. And so that's the reason there needs to be some discussion with the administrator to relay back to the board. So I'll make a motion to go into executive session 610.021.12 for contracts. And I've explained that good enough to the news media and to those involved, I think.
Second.
All in favor?
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Mike, aye.